Time once again for another production, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. And we have in studio with us Michael Berkeley and Laurie Belter. Michael and Laurie, it's great to see you again.
Good morning.
Nice to be here, Marshall.
And Amber, who is Amber Cameron, who's the choreographer, she is actually elsewhere today. That's the reason she's not in the studio. I wanted to pass that along. All right, so now this is quite a hefty production.
It's quite a hefty production, but it's a show that we've both loved and wanted to do for quite some time. So we think we're up to it. And so do the kids.
That was the whole thing. I would think that the kids might be a little removed from it at first, but once they find out what it's about and really what a magical production it is that they get involved.
They've really embraced it. We have Betsy Howie, who is our dramaturg, who has really brought forth the history that is mm-hmm. so involved in this show. I mean, it was a real king and a real situation here. So they've learned a tremendous amount, and they've just really come to love the show.
I mean, it's typical of most Rodgers and Hammerstein shows. They're all set historically, and there's a lot to learn before you can start rehearsing.
Well, that's the whole thing. Now, I've got to ask a real stupid question here. Did the students become aware of Yul Brynner or of the King? You know, which one was more prevalent? Because Yul Brynner really was that.
He's iconic,
yeah.
And so everybody's seen the movie, and there he is, bald and all. You know.
But we focused quite a bit on King Monagat of Siam.
But we did. We looked at the real guy, and there's some differences. And
it was really fascinating to learn about him.
Yeah, and Anna, too. Yeah. Anna Lewinsky was actually a real person, too.
Well, see, now what we're talking here is the sidebar, which I think slips by some people, is that when the students participate in this, yes, they sing, they dance, they act, but they also learn something. Every show you do, it ties in somehow to learning.
When we did South Pacific, we had so much history to look at and details, and that makes a huge difference in what they finally end up doing.
Now, let's compare The King and I. Are the students that are in the show, were some of them in the show last year?
Yes, we have many, many that were in the show last year.
Is it hard for them to adapt to go from one particular style
to
the next?
It is. You know, we were in the 20s for a couple of years.
We were
actually
in the 20s, and that's very different.
This is a huge departure from that.
And we had a guy who's playing our king who was actually a very funny comic character in The Drowsy Chaperone last year. And we had to pull him away from that and re-look at this character.
Well, as interesting as the show is, I think it's a thoroughly entertaining show, and it delivers a subliminal message, but it also just is fun to go through the story.
It really is.
It's one of those things you think of, like The Music Man. You think of all these big productions. And this is much more emotional, I think. You get a much more emotional attachment to this.
It's very emotional.
Yeah. So now let's go through where you are in your practice. By the way, The King and I is going to be at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School Thursday, March 15th at 7, Friday, March 16th at 7, and Saturday, March 17th, two shows, 2 and 7. Tickets available at hmts.org. at the Sharon, Salisbury, and Kent pharmacies, and you can also get tickets at the door. So now let's go with where you started, where you are now, and where you want to be.
Well, we have the orchestra coming in tomorrow, which is always very exciting. And this year we have our biggest orchestra to date. We have 15 players, including a student from the school, and we're very excited about having that element for the kids.
Now, Laurie, as a production manager and assistant director, what are your responsibilities here?
Quite a few. I don't know where to begin.
Oh,
but
my God.
So coordinating everything from the scenic design to the lighting, costumes, sound. I have great help with Pamela Chasson as our production coordinator, just getting the schedules out. And helping Michael behind the desk and watching everything come together, but yet being on that technical side where everything has to come together. So this is our big weekend. We have an 11 to 7 rehearsal on Sunday, which everything will come together, the lights, the sound, the costumes will all be there. Then we add the orchestra, as Michael said, on Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's all of that encompassing everything that goes on with the show.
I think it's pretty amazing. Michael, I first met you many, many years ago. You're a director, a musical director, but you had been involved in this. And when I look at you, Lori, I remember, look where you've come in theater from when you started.
The King and I was the first show that I actually saw at the high school. And I was too afraid to audition for it, so I sat in the back in the upper balcony in the last seat in the last row. And I cried. Tom Whitehead was the king, and I just was so moved by that production. I got up the nerve that year to audition for South Pacific. The faculty were doing a show, and so that was kind of the beginning of where I kind of fit into this. And with my experience of being so shy and not being able to actually make that commitment to put myself out there, I find that this is so invaluable for our students now, watching these kids come. They have self-esteem, self-confidence. They're not always the best athlete or student, but yet they come together as a team and work on this. And it is just so amazing to watch them grow, as I did years ago. But it's just so fulfilling.
And it's great because you went through that experience. You can really pass it along firsthand. And I understand what you're talking about because I had that one show, and it was a team. It was a team. And
even though
I was on the radio and I could speak in front of hundreds of people or thousands of people on my own terms, I really had to learn how to go on those wooden planks and play to the audience, somebody else, not me.
Right.
And it was a great growing experience even for me back then. I think it was like 25 or 27 years old.
So, but you know, high school is a funny place because there's such a difference between freshmen and seniors, for example, in the hallways. But when they come into the theater, freshmen, sophomore, junior, they're all one family. And they're all the same, and they all work together to make this happen. In fact, in this show, we have how many kids?
13
little kids from the grade schools, because the Siamese children are a big part of the show. So we found little kids. And so we have quite a span of ages in the show.
Now we're talking about the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, The King and I, Thursday, March 15th, Friday, March 16th, and two shows on Saturday at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And like I do every year, I like to mention the businesses that get behind you. Belter Builders, Best in Cavallaro Real Estate, Ed Harrington Incorporated, Elise Hardy Real Estate, Lindell Fuels, Salisbury Bank and Trust, Torrington Savings Bank, and William Parati and Sons. It really is great when the businesses, and especially tight times when they're asked by a lot of different people to get behind things, where they stick with you and they go with you, because really, it's expensive to put this on, and it doesn't come out of the taxpayer's budget. You guys really put this together.
Yeah, we do a lot of fundraising, and we are so grateful to our sponsors, many of whom have been with us for the last 15 years. I can say this is our 15th year doing this. So they have been absolutely terrific in their support for us.
Well, look at the costumes alone. I mean, it's a very costly show because of the elements, the production elements. It's a beautiful costume show. It's one of the things about King and I that you look forward to seeing.
Yeah, Kate DeAngelis is our costumer. She's a professional costumer and has been helping us out for the past, 10 years. And we have gotten the collection from down in Ossining, New York, and it's just beautiful.
And this is all going to happen at the Burgess Auditorium. And one great thing, you guys, you've been at the Burgess Auditorium working out. The difference between the auditorium now and then, it really is a comfortable place to go see it.
It is. It's wonderful. We have put in, over the years, a new sound system and a new light board and new lighting instruments, and the curtains have just been hung and it's been repainted. So it's actually quite a beautiful spot.
And the seats are totally different than they were.
They're very comfortable, yes.
For people that haven't been to the Burgess Auditorium in years, it really is a comfortable place to go see a show. And the sight lines are all terrific.
Yeah, they are. They are. For an older theater, it's great.
Yeah. So The King and I, amazing. Amazing.
It's an amazing show.
Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Housatonic Musical Theater Society. Once again, hmts.org, or tickets at the Sharon Salisbury Kent Pharmacies are at the door. Anything else either one of you want to add about the show?
Well, it's not as long as the original production or as many Rodgers and Hammerstein shows are, because for one thing, you had a star like Gertrude Lawrence who did the original production and needed an encore for just about everything she did, which extended the show. We don't need that. What we want to do is keep it moving and streamlined and give the audience what they want, but not go on forever. So it's the show, it's all the stuff, but we've tightened it up so it really moves, and you never have to sit and wait for anything. It just plows through.
Once again, The King and I, Housatonic Musical Theater Society. Nice to see you guys again.
Thanks,
nice
Marshall. Thanks for having us. All right.